Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Your Two Dads. I'm Sean O'Connor.
I'm Julian McCullough.
And we're two dads.
I'm a dad. You're a dad.
We're all dads.
Not everybody. A lot of women aren't dads.
And then some people.
And some guys that don't have kids.
Yeah, some guys don't have kids, which is weird now.
Every one out of one person that doesn't have a kid and isn't a man is not a dad. That's a real stat from USA Today.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, it's weird that you get your stats from USA Today.
Is it though?
The toilet paper of the hotel industry.
Oh, I thought that was toilet paper.
Oh, no. I throw that toilet paper away and then wipe my ass with USA
with
Today.
With pie graphs and weather charts.
Oh, my God. Julian, I have a question. I haven't asked this in a while. Okay. How you dadding?
Oh, I thought you'd never ask. I'm glad dadding right now. I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah, what's
Bedtime
up?
Bedtime was easy tonight. We're recording at night.
Oh, good.
And, you know, I just, I held her down until she fell asleep.
Oh, my God. That's terrible advice.
No. It's great. They're in a good age right now. They're, Goldie's going to turn six, and Lulu is almost five, and they're agreeable. They want to be good.
Do they ever fight?
Yeah, of course. But their fighting has really gone down. I think they fight a lot less than full siblings because,
They're half siblings?
Yeah, but I think it's because like we really made it a point of like, I feel like full siblings, it's almost like, yeah, you can kill each other. We don't care. Everything's fine.
Yeah, but then you have other parents to answer to. So
yeah, exactly. Like, there's more, it's almost like you're on better behavior.
Yeah, it's like even though they're five and six, they're like, there's a lot of red tape if this gets out of hand.
So there was some problems in the beginning, but like there would be, you know.
Yeah.
But no, I think they get along really well, and you know there was some. I am very happy with it, and other people are constantly telling us like, you know, they're so well behaved. Oh my God! And I can't help it. We're always like, well, you know, you don't see them when they're home. You know.
Yeah.
I wish I could just take the compliment.
Yeah, but it really sucks taking a compliment.
Hate it.
I mean, like, yeah, like, if people always say, like, come up to our baby and they're like, oh, my God, he's so beautiful. And we're like, he sucks.
Like, you should be like, you would say that. You're a four.
Yeah. Like, yeah, no, I mean, he's a pretty guy,
yeah.
But he's a fucking asshole. Like, spend an afternoon with him, then tell me how hot he is. Yeah, I'm dadding pretty good. We went to a child's birthday party, and I realized that my son is undersized for being a baby.
Oh, yeah?
But he went into the bounce house, and...
You've been feeding this kid?
Yeah, we feed him.
Okay.
He's up to 8 bananas a day.
Oh, he's a minion.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I'm not even kidding. This is actually a tip for the parents. Don't introduce your child to minions, because they do make...
Bananas seem... Like the funnest thing in the world.
Yeah, so really, like, it's all he wants to eat is bananas.
Right.
Yeah, so, I mean...
And every once in a while, a bapple.
Yeah, a bapple. Yeah, so we went to this party. We went in the bounce house, and he had, like, a beach ball, and he was, like, all excited. He was like, I have this beach ball. And then this, like, 5 or 6-year-old kid was in there, and, like, with each every time the flap opened up, it was, like, a bigger kid to the point where it was, like... Eventually, it was like 13-year-olds moshing.
Oh, man.
And my son was like...
It was like a Fallout Boy concert in there, or whatever reference.
Yeah, it broke my heart because the 6-year-old grabbed the beach ball from his hands. And he didn't like start crying. All he did was like he showed his sad eyes to him. And he just kept going, please... Please.
Oh.
Please.
I'm like, he's like, I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, and I'm like saying, and Nolan going like, you're just learning the older kids are assholes. And like, I didn't say assholes, but I'm like, older kids are mean and they want the ball too. And they're going to get tired of it in like a second. And you'll have it back and you can go back to holding it. It'll be fine. But then as the kids all came in, he was just then on all fours of the bounce house as they're all like just jumping into each other.
Oh, my God. Did you go in and get them?
I'm panicking. No. And like I'm like, I'm not going in there. They're big kids.
You're like, I'm a dad, but I'm not dumb.
Yeah. I'm not going to break my jaw for my son. But then Joe Randazzo was there, and I was like, hey, Joe.
Previous guest of the show.
Friend of show, Joe Randazzo. And then he sent his older son to help him, and Cormac picked up Nolan and brought him to us.
Wow.
And he was such a hero, and I don't even think he knew he was a hero, but he was a hero.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it was really sweet.
Yeah, it's scary when big kids are around you. It's funny at on a playground or something, because your kid is like wobbling upstairs, and then like a 7-year-old will just like tear up the stairs, and you're like, what is wrong with you, sir?
Yeah, they're like sprinting full on and like killing each other. And I remember being 7, and that's what you do. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Because you have so much energy and also like anger, and you don't know it's anger yet.
Right.
So you're like, just, I want to hit something.
Yeah.
It's my friend.
I was looking at there was a kid, there were like big kids playing on the playground one time, and I was like, this is ridiculous. I mean, why are they even on this thing? What is the limit on here? And I look for the size, the like age range on the playground thing, and these kids were like 8. And I'm like, that's too old. What are you doing on a playground? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And then the thing said 5 to 12. I'm like, 12? shouldn't you be having sex at 12? Yeah. What are you doing on a playground?
That's super weird. Like, at 12, you should be, like, standing outside of a liquor store asking a homeless guy to get you a bottle.
Yeah. It did explain the condom slide.
but it was just interesting to see him, because I don't think he's ever been around big kids before, like big kids.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to be
like
there.
Will Ferrell, like how he's a big kid.
Yeah, like Will Ferrell sized children. But like he wanted to be their friend so bad, and aww, thought they wanted to play, and they just were like, no, like, no, you're a baby.
I remember, do you remember vaguely like what it felt like to want to play with bigger kids? Because I remember a little bit, and the rejection, I'm saying this to you so you don't feel so bad. The rejection I remember feeling as a kid was, I understand that you do not want to play with me. And that's okay. I'm just going to pick my spot and show you I can actually do something.
Yeah.
But I wasn't like sad about it. It hurts if they're your age.
Exactly. That is true. I mean, when I was 5, my next door neighbor was this like 12-year-old RJ. And like,
yeah, he was always like, at the playground.
Yeah. We would just like go in the backyard and like wind up playing with each other because he just lived next door. But I was like 5 and he was 12. And now, like, looking back on it, I'm like,
he's a saint.
Yeah. I'd like knock on his door and be like, can RJ come out and play? And like, I guarantee he was like, like, he's like, I just found out about jerking off, and I was really planning on experimenting with that all day long. But yeah, sure, I'll go pretend to be a Ghostbuster.
We got a great show today.
We do. We have.
I pulled this. I was like, didn't even know if this guy would want to come out and talk to us.
Yeah, I mean, because you know, he's a father to 2.
He's got 2 little girls.
He's a writer.
He's a writer.
A television writer.
Mm-hmm.
And you may have seen him on his 7 appearances on David Letterman.
Only 7!
2 appearances on Conan. 2 half-hour specials on Comedy Central. And all that other stuff.
Wow.
I mean, he's done a lot of things.
And I'll say this, because I think a lot of our listeners are big stand-up fans. You do the road, you do shows, you see other comics that aren't so famous sometimes, and a lot of them took this dude's style.
Oh my god, yeah, no.
He has a lot of copycat guys because he's that good.
Something I will not bring up in the interview, and I guarantee that, is before I did stand up on Conan, I watched his first Letterman set like 4 times in a row because I was like, that's how you put together a set.
Exactly. So, guys,
this is Tommy, how do you say
his name again?
Tommy Jonigan.
Tommy Jonigan! And on that note, let's do some commercials.
Are you struggling to make sure 5 more minutes doesn't end up being 5 more hours? Use Circle to set limits and end the screen time debate with your kids once and for all.
Kids face a million online distractions. Fortnite, Snapchat, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. If it's at our house, a bunch of Smith's videos that I forced them to watch. The list goes on and on. Circle makes it easy to take childhood offline when needed so they can focus on homework, chores, or bedtime.
Circle is the easiest way to manage your family's online time across all their connected devices inside and outside your home.
Keep track across every connected device, from laptops, phones, and tablets to smart TVs, streaming devices, and video game consoles, all from one app.
Each family member has a profile that's fully customizable to their needs, age, and maturity. So, like, your kid could be like, hey, stop showing me these Smith videos, Dad. Block.
Yeah, and then they put on Dora, like, so that, like, that's better. You'll never stop worrying about your kids, but with Circle, you'll have one less thing to worry about. So right now, our listeners get a limited time offer of $30 off of Circle Home Plus when you visit meetcircle.com/2dads. That's the number 2 and dads at checkout. That's meetcircle.com/2dads.
That's meetcircle.com/2dads. And enter 2dads to save $30. Yeah, so tell me, you're a dad.
Oh, yeah, this is a dad pod.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me. It's a late night. I definitely missing bedtime. I don't know what it's like in your life, but bedtime with two kids is, it's a fucking, it's a mess. It takes forever.
Oh, yeah. Split it up?
Well, we had a system. The system's completely derailed. I think it's my wife's fault.
Derailed tonight or in general?
In general. We had a system where I take one and then she takes one. And then that's it. And it worked.
You pick your favorite.
It worked. They pick. It's very hard. The amount of times that I've like held my oldest daughter and then she's just like so sweetly just like, I want mommy to put me to bed. I'm like, what the fuck did I do to you? We had a thing. I watched a whole movie about a dog. I don't even understand.
Yeah.
She's like,
it's not
what
you
movie.
Did. It's not what you did. It's what you didn't do.
So how'd you decide to become a dad? Julian has the straight questions, and I get wild.
We my wife was not, we were just dating, and she, up for a decent amount of time when we were dating, she just wasn't a kid person. She just wasn't, she's a business lady. I remember one time,
a big shot.
One of our first dates, we went to a Dodgers game, and we're walking up this super steep staircase that's very narrow and it's just packed full of people. And in front of us, there's this guy with his daughter holding her hand, and she's probably 2 or 3 years old. And she's walking, she's got a little Dodgers thing on, he's dressed up. And it's just like this. And I, at the moment, I was like, that's just beautiful. And while I'm thinking that, my wife just whispers, can they just fucking go? Pick her up and fucking go. There's people here. And I was like, I don't think this broad's ever going to have kids. And then one day, she's 9 years older than me. She said one day I don't know if it just hit her one day, but she told me out of the blue. She was just like, I just realized I'm just very selfish. And I think when I'm older, if I don't have kids, I'll definitely regret it. And I think I do want kids. And so
she's 9 years older than you? Yes. So she let you stay up late that night?
Yeah, and then I got my bedtime extended. And she went to her doctor, and she goes, well, because of your age, we'll stop your birth control and then come back in 6 months, and we'll maybe put you on some like hormones and stuff. And she was pregnant less than a month later. And even though we're adults and she wasn't on birth control, we were very shocked because we had a doctor say, come back in 6 months.
Yeah.
So I was like, do we need to call her and say what we did?
Are we in the paper?
We fucked up, man. Yeah. We fucked up. But she took the test. And I was looking at it in the moment of she took the first one, and then she was taking the second one. And I had this like thought of, I'm going to be super sad if that second one is negative. And it was just like a false positive test.
Oh, wow.
So I was on board.
Yeah,
I was on board from
it.
The beginning.
That's great.
And so were your balls, because they were like, let's do this.
The second one, I was, I'm great. It's great now, and but it was like a thing where she's like, I think we should have another kid, and I'm like, yeah, no, we have like a really good thing happening right now.
Yeah.
Like it was so great, and I was just worried. I'm like, we don't know what this. We're gonna make another person.
I know,
and then it's gonna be four of us and two kids in school in LA. So it's shitty, but it took me. I was not as close to her at the jump. I loved her, obviously, those things you're supposed to say. But it was like a few months before I was so attached to my oldest daughter, and then this new baby comes in and she was like just a baby.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Like, well, this other one talks and she says I love you.
Yeah.
So it was like probably like 3 months. Three or so months before I like kinda like your friends with the kid, but the opposite of like it just didn't feel like a really, and I think maybe it's compared to the older one. You're like, this is different.
Well, yeah, you get like you get attached to people, but also like the worst part is in my head when you were saying that, I'm like, oh yeah, like when I get like a new phone, I kind of do miss my old phone because that was there for all these moments.
Yeah. Are you sure you're a dad?
Yeah. I mean,
did you just need a podcast?
You'll meet him someday.
He's from Canada. He's from Canada. You don't know him.
Do you have kids? It's kind of like having a nice phone. It's, but now that's funny because it's the youngest one is just a daddy's girl. It's like, once she would get like 6 months old or something, she was just like attached.
Yeah.
She was
like,
I was hard to get.
She went from Metro Pizza.
That's what I was saying. I was like, it's like the psychology. It's like I read the game and just tricked her into loving me more. I'm playing a cool.
You're
in
a big fedora.
Had my nails painted and some rings.
Nice.
So you both have two. My question is, because like it's become a part of our conversation that I have with my wife, is like, are we going to have another? Because he's now two and it's like, now's the time if we're going to do it.
It's good spacing.
Yeah. What?
Ours are almost exactly 3 years. It's great.
What changes? Like, because like, how much can you do with two?
The sum is greater than the parts.
Okay.
Where I looked at it, and we have a nanny, and my wife is great, but I'm still like, this is more than twice as hard. And then.
Oh, really?
That was from the beginning until probably two-ish.
Mm-hmm.
It's just as, because you have this kid that's 3 years. Like I said, we have a full-on bedtime routine. We have meals.
Yeah.
And we have everything. Everything is just like, we were on rails with that one. And then the new one comes in, and she didn't sleep the same, and she was this. There was like so many changes, and then you're realizing it's just like, oh, now we have to like transport this other one to school and tennis lessons, and then there's a baby. So it's kind of just like you're doing the same things you were doing with this three-year-old, but you also just have this baby with you that, you know, you really have to pay attention to these babies. They'll just die real
fast.
Right.
They're very little help.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of like a phone.
Yeah.
Like, if you've ever been away from a charger.
I feel like your laptop is just phone equals baby.
See, I got
drive it home. This is going to catch.
So what's the next? So it's summer.
Summer. My daughter just finished kindergarten Friday, last Friday.
Are you doing camps? What are you doing?
They're going to do... My youngest is really into tennis, and we're going to do a tennis camp.
She's three, and
she's three.
Really?
So we put her into, her sister's been playing tennis since she was three, and then she still does it once a week, but then the little one is just like addicted. It's like watching the French Open. So we're going to do some tennis camps with her, and the other one is a gymnastics freak, so she's doing a bunch of gymnastics, and then she's going to do golf because we went to a tournament. But no, I don't think I'll ever do a sleepaway camp.
No.
That's something
that's kind of...
It feels, it either didn't happen in the Midwest or it's just a rich person thing because it's so common out here. And I'm like, what is going on?
I just saw an article that was like in defense of sleepaway camps. And I'm like, I'm not reading that because I'm not doing that.
It seems so foreign to me. Like, and I grew up in New Jersey where like the camps are 2 hours outside of where I lived. And I like our basketball team went to a basketball camp for a week and like the Poconos. That's it. And then, like, everyone I've met in comedy when I first moved to New York, everyone's like, oh, that's my camp friend. I got to go say hello. What the
fuck? I couldn't imagine.
We used to listen to each other jerk off in sixth grade.
If someone that I knew when I was nine came up and said hello in public, I would be terrified.
Oh, yeah. I don't even think I would. I don't know.
I also think the thing with the sleepaway camp, as someone who doesn't do it, and I may be wrong, I have not read the defense of it, but it does seem like... You can just pile on these reasons, but the real reason is just I want my kid to be gone out of my house for a week.
Right.
That's all it seems like to me.
I think they're longer than a week.
Yeah, I think they go in like 3 to 4 week cycles,
3 weeks.
Or the whole summer.
Well, the whole summer is crazy. Yeah, that's like French.
Because at our basketball camp, there were two kids from like Manhattan.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And like the rest of us were all like New Jersey basketball teams from like Catholic schools. And it was like... The big thing is Stephon Marbury came and like showed us how to dribble and it was awesome.
Yeah.
But these two kids from Manhattan, they were there the whole year and the whole summer, and everything they said was just like so much older than us, even though we were the same age. They were like,
they were city kids.
Yeah, they were like, oh man, I hate that we're in a fucking old boys camp. We should be going somewhere to finger people.
We want to finger some chunch.
Yeah. And I'm like, I just want to learn the mic and drill.
So, sweetie, mommy and daddy are going to have the house to ourselves for 2 weeks, and you're going to go learn how to build a fire or be molested.
Hey, that's what I, maybe both.
But hopefully you come back with a fire.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And hopefully there's not a demonic dude with a face mask, a ski mask.
Yeah, what do you do during the summer?
Well, I didn't plan anything kind of on purpose because I split custody. And I was like, you know, I counted the days that I would actually have her like just by myself with like nothing to do. And it was something like 14 or 19 or something like that. And I'm like, I can do that. Like,
yeah, of course.
And so, you know, it's good to, and I only get 1 week in a month. So I'm just going to.
You have like the National Guard of divorces.
Huh?
Like the National Guard.
Yeah. I have her more during the week and then I have her 1 week in a month.
So you just need to have fun shit.
Yeah, I just got to like come up with enough stuff. And I'm going to teach her to learn to ride a bike this summer is my goal.
Dude, I've fought that battle. We have a bike with training wheels. We're on our second bike with training wheels. And my wife is like, when are you going to teach her to ride a bike? And I was like, A, if she learns to ride a bike, she's just never doing it. We live in Los Angeles. I'm not
That's
just
the
letting
thing,
her
is
ride
like,
a bike.
But I refuse to let that stop me from teaching her how to ride a goddamn bike.
Have you attempted it yet?
No.
I've made two full-on like long attempts. My back
What's
just
a long
hurts.
Attempt?
I'm not even
like
an
two
old
hours?
Man. Yeah, a couple hours or so. I'm not old or unhealthy or broken.
Right.
But my back was killing me.
Right.
And then the first time I took her, this is full pilot error. She had one of those little balance bikes for a while. You know those things they say they're supposed to help? So she had that, and she was doing great on that thing. And I was like,
what's
all
that,
right.
The one with no pedals?
It has no pedals.
Yeah, they like...
It, for sure, is something my parents and anyone would make fun of that I got.
Oh, sure.
It's just a silly-looking thing.
I think we all can guess what my dad felt about training wheels.
Yeah. It's like it's just a bike where someone was like, I think these parents have an extra $100.
Yeah.
Let's invent something to take it. I took her to... the fuck that, like the tar pits, whatever that's called, that is.
La Brea tar pits.
So,
yeah.
You know, there's that huge hill?
Yeah, yes.
So I bring her up like a little bit up the hill and let her go, and she gets it. And then she's like, I wanna go here. And she keeps backing herself up. And at the time, my thinking was, I'm just going to warn her that this is going to go very bad and she'll not do it. So she gets like pretty high up this hill. And
is it a grass hill or is it a...
It's a grass but dirt, mostly hard dirt.
Okay.
And I go, you know, you're going to go really fast. And if you go really fast and you crash, it's going to hurt a lot. And she was like, I'm going to do it. And I just let her like an idiot. And she goes...
Honey, she said she wanted to do it.
It was a like 20 million views on YouTube type crash. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen. Where as soon as she let go, she was immediately way faster than I thought.
Helmet?
No
pads,
helmet.
Nothing.
Nothing. So I have my little one who's barely walking, and we're at the bottom of the hill just like looking up, and then she just takes off like a rocket, and then the thing where it just starts wobbling.
Wait,
and
this is the training one with no pedals.
No, this is a regular bike.
Oh, this is a
pedals.
Real bike. Okay.
I've upgraded, but I've removed the training wheels.
Right. So it's
never
a fucking bike.
Didn't do one day with training wheels at this point.
Right.
I was like, she's going to get it.
She shouldn't.
She starts wobbling and then just
speed wobbles.
Gone and just like end over end and then face in the dirt. Before I even get there, she's just pouring blood. It was the, uh-oh. I'm like, terrified of what's going on. She has that like hesitating to breathe thing, and then I like having to corral the 1-year-old so she doesn't get kidnapped, because immediately this is just like who she is. Like
that's what kidnappers are like, I'm gonna get the little one.
As soon as she sees me like run for her sister, she's just like an opening and then bolts the other way. Yeah. And I'm like, oh fuck, so I have to run and grab her, and I come, and then she's just a mess. Nothing. I thought she had busted something. She had just, her lip was giant and just bleeding. Her nose was fine. I thought it was like a little tweaked. So I'm taking pictures of her face, sending it to my wife who's at a work thing. And I'm like, hey, don't freak out, but here's a bunch of blood. And she's there and just bleeding hand and arm and face. And then.
But nothing's broken.
Nothing's broken. She's moving around. And then I go back into like, I'm just going to do another bad thing on top of that thing where I was like, hey, that's. I know that's really bad, but I was like, I think you need to get back on the bike or you're going to be afraid to get on it ever again.
Oh, my God.
And she was just like, I don't know. I don't want to do it. I was just like, I wrecked my motorcycle when I was young, and my parents, I was just like, I just got back on it. And then after 20 minutes of that, she got back on it, and then I kind of push her around, and then I noticed that, like, every other parent there is like, this motherfucker is just So I was like, we're gone. We're done. I just carried the bike. I carried both the kids. I was like, we got to get out of here because people are calling somebody. It was
That's
terrifying.
Incredible.
It was probably one of the scariest, just seeing blood. It was like the first time they have
God.
Blood.
Oh, my God. That's so terrifying.
Yeah.
Sean's face was like horrified.
Yeah, I was horrified. Yeah.
But I love hearing these stories because it's just such a relief to know that kids get hurt.
They do.
Kids get hurt, and your kid's going to get hurt, and it's going to be okay.
And they bounce back pretty well. My little one broke her leg in ballet. She's in tap shoes, which you have to answer some extra questions when you go to the doctor and say that. Because you're like, she's in ballet class, and they're like, oh, you want to just come over here with me for a second? And just, so they like separate my wife and I.
Yeah, make sure
like,
the story's the same.
I was like, no, she was in tap shoes, and she slipped in tap shoes and whatever. And it's the thing called the toddler fracture because their bones aren't fully like, bones.
Yeah.
And they're not solid yet.
Yeah, they're kind of hollow.
She fell, and if we did it, if you fell and you were twisting it, your body would just fall with it because the bone is strong enough it would make you do that.
Right.
But in a toddler, it just does this, and it twists, and it does a fracture all the way around the bone.
No.
She's doing like a huge cast for I don't even know how long.
Oh, I think I saw a picture.
Completely
of you posting
fine
that.
After.
Yeah, at a recital.
Like,
yeah.
She broke her leg the day before she had her dance. We just had the second one.
Yeah.
So she was like, the dance recital was the next day, so she broke her leg. And then we kind of made her. So she just like got back into this thing because we're like, we're going to see you on a fucking stage with a cute outfit. And so she did the other one a week or two ago. But
yeah,
the thing about that is she gets this cast and they're like, she's going to hate it and she's going to be upset. And they were given this thing of like, she's going to sleep a lot and all these other things. And she comes home and just done. She's just walking around, motoring around with this cast. She walked around so much, she busted the bottom of it. And we had to go back in because she's just like, I'm not letting this thing keep me down.
That's awesome.
See, that's awesome. I need to hear stuff like this because I am helicoptering like crazy.
Yeah, over you can't be doing that, dude.
Over the course of the last 3 weeks. Last week we were at a party. Nolan was running on like the jungle gym and there was like one of those bridges.
Oh, yeah.
And then he was like doing a thing like where he was like going out of like a hole that just is a drop.
Yeah.
And then he's like going like, ah! Then he just fell and I don't know how I did it. But I leaped and I caught him.
Oh, you
really?
Did?
Yeah, it was really impressive.
No, you got to let him fall next time.
No,
he's got to learn.
I feel like
I think you did the right thing.
You're wrong.
I don't know. Hey. I mean, you know, it was boys. I thought it
was
different.
There are those great moments with parenting where you catch them fall or just some. I remember one time my kid, I could see her going down and I was on the couch and I just kicked a pillow. And she fell on
her.
The pillow.
That's great.
And I was like, "Why is I'm the only one here that saw that?" That's,
I know.
That's just a great thing.
There's a compilation. Yeah. There's a compilation.
I've seen them.
Of parents that save their kids from like. But
well,
like,
I didn't see parents. I just saw the dad. We don't need to see a mom doing shit.
Oh yeah, it's just
kidding.
The dad.
We'll be right back with more. Your two dads.
All
right.
And it's time for Rad Dad, Sad Dad, Mad Dad, Chad Dad, or Gad Dad, Josh Gad's Dad. Where we decide what kind of dad it is based on a news story. Send us your news stories.
Yeah, hit us up on Twitter at Sean O'Conns, at Jules Mack.
If you see a story involving a dad that does something heroic or really dumb or funny or gross, send it in. Maybe we'll do it on Rad Dad, Mad Dad, Sad Dad, Dad Dad.
Yeah,
Dad is just a dad that did a dad.
Yeah, hey, a dad did a dad thing. So yeah, just use like hashtag Rad Dad, Chad Dad, but tweet at us. Just tweet at us. Okay, so the first story. You want to read yours? I'll read mine.
You go first.
Okay, this one is this one's near and dear to my heart. A dad in San Diego built a homemade roller coaster in his backyard.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah, he's an engineer, so he knew what he was doing.
Right. Okay,
he designed, built the ride for the kids. Now, however, he's moving, and since he can't take it with him, he's looking to give it away. The coaster features a single car, which can fit one rider at a time. For children, it has a car seat secured so that the riders can strap in. Adults, however, have to brave the ride seat free and sit directly on a plank of wood. Is he a rad dad? A Chad dad? A fad dad?
Uh-huh.
Plaid dad?
What's a plaid dad?
You know, like
a guy that builds roller coasters.
Yeah.
That seems pretty rad.
That's a rad dad.
I think it's a rad dad. I think it's not cool that he can't bring his roller coaster to the new place. So I say,
yeah.
Bad landlord.
Right.
A fucking rad dad.
You know,
it's a real rad dad. This is back to the old helicopter. It seems like a crazy dangerous thing if you move into a new place and they're like, and there's also a roller coaster back here that a guy built for his kids, and now he's gone.
Yeah.
And it's your kids. You guys know roller coaster maintenance, right?
Yeah.
I hope you do.
It is crazy, too, because there's many questions that come when you go to a house that's for sale.
With the roller coaster.
In the backyard.
Yeah. Just nail a white cross next to it.
It'd be great to put...
Ask any questions.
It'd be great to do the house hunters where they're weighing the pros and cons. They're like, well, this one has 3 bedrooms like you wanted, but it also has a huge roller coaster in the backyard that we can't use because we don't have children.
What's something that you've built that you can't bring to the next place you live? I think I have a bookshelf that's kind of too big.
Oh, yeah, like that. I don't know. God.
Yeah, I think that you've built a roller coaster.
Yeah. I made a thing where I could shrink my kids. Oh, no, that was a movie.
I mean, literally the last podcast you talked about how you don't have wire cutters in your toolbox. Yeah. I didn't think you were in the backyard.
Yeah,
three loops?
I don't know. I'm jealous of this guy. I put when my first daughter was born, I put her crib together while my wife was at work. And
yeah, I've done that
stuff.
I felt really good about it.
A beer and putting a crib together. I was like, this is what beer was made for.
Right.
And then I got the crib together and then couldn't get it into her room. it was one
and
crib.
And that's what vodka's made
and
for.
And it took me hours to put it together. And I was like stripping out the Allen wrench bolts or whatever they're called. I should know that. And so I'm like carrying it in and I try and it doesn't fit through the door, so I realize I have to take it mostly apart.
Oh my God.
And I'm
God.
Like, I don't know if this thing's ever gonna go back together.
Yeah. My dad
our kids sleep it on hay. Yeah.
just sleeps in the hallway.
Yeah.
My dad's a carpenter and like none of it's like rubbed off on me. But he was here for Christmas. And we got Nolan one of those, you know those things that are like, they're all twists and loops and then you have the beads on them and you can move the beads? So I'm like, all right, let's put it together. My dad's like, I got this.
You got to put those together?
We got it from IKEA. And he's like, I got this. I'll do it. So he's doing it. And he put all the beads on just one line. So they're you're a carpenter?
Man. Your kid's like, can we go to the waiting room of a doctor's office so I can actually play with one of these?
Yeah. It's like, it's a learning toy because now he learns what his grandfather's really like.
My stepdad has, who's been around since I was very young, he owns a construction company. He's built houses his whole life. And I as an adult now, I'm like, why? I wish I got any of that.
Yeah.
I remember one time when I was probably 14 years old or something, he took me to work. And I think for him, it was just like, I'm going to take my boy to work and this is going to be great. And he takes me in and I don't know anything. And he just goes to a stack of plywood. I'm not even going to be able to recreate what happened, but he's just like, all right, these are for the blah, blah, blah. You just measure out a 6 in and then 12 out and just cut. It was like a very basic, like, 2-line cut.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just do this and that, and then there's that. And then he walks away and he comes back 30 minutes later and I'm just standing over full pieces of wood. I haven't touched anything. I spent 30 minutes like looking around, like hoping there was a hint or something. And then he just kind of sighs and he was just like, just get a broom. And
oh,
I just swept.
Man.
I swept the rest
of
the day.
And then he became a comedian.
same thing happened to me. My dad took me to paint a house and we were like indoors and he like gave me like a bucket of paint and like a roller. And then he just went off to another room to do the same thing, but never told me what to do. So he came back and there's just like, you know, like just blobs of paint on the top. And he was just like, it's like a 20-minute walk home. Why don't you go walk home?
Oh, man.
Dude, being there with the boss is like, when he leaves you with the crew, they hate you because you're the boss's kid.
Yeah.
And I think probably the most I've ever been made fun of was one time we were working in the summer, and they were shingling a roof, and I was carrying the packets of shingles, whatever you call them. I would carry them to the ladder and
those
then hand
pounds.
Them to a guy.
Yeah.
It was heavy
or
and
more.
A lot of work.
Yeah.
And at one point, I was tired, and I was like, I think I need a break. And I'm a 15-year-old healthy child. And they were like, what do you mean you need a break? We got to put a roof on. I was like, I think my sugar is low. And
no!
Then I just said it. My stepdad
Tommy.
Looks at me. He didn't look at me in like a way of like, you're lying. He's like, you shouldn't have said that. I just See, the guy on the ladder looks at me, and then a dude just pops over the roof, and he's like, your sugar's low. And then it just would never stop. I was like, I probably should have said something else. I should have just self-diagnosed diabetes. I think my sugar's low.
That's like a Simpsons scene where, like, dudes just pop out of everywhere. Like, your sugar's low? Oh, that's great. I stuck my hand in hot tar when I was in by accident.
Yeah.
I was doing some work on a roof when I was 15 one summer. I stick my knuckles in some tar and I pick it up and there's tar stuck to all my knuckles, like
yeah.
little Hershey's Kisses. I'll never forget. And I'm like, "Ah, oh, it burns." And the two guys that I'm working for, they go, "Ah, oh, man. Yeah, you got the old tar on the knuckles there." And I was like, "Yeah, what do we do about this? You know, this looks like it's gonna hurt." And they're like, "Well, you know, it's not a really big deal. Here, give me your hand." And they give
gasoline?
Me my hand. No, and they just didn't react the whole time, and then they just ripped it off. Like they just didn't tell me that it was gonna suck.
Hurt a bunch.
Oh my god! Yeah. They ripped all the skin off of my fucking knuckles.
I got in there. My stepdad washed my hands with gasoline. I don't know if that's a thing,
but
I got tar.
What was on it?
I got tar from like I think roofing.
Oh,
tar,
they didn't even pour gasoline on my hand.
Yeah, I know. I've heard that. I think it's the only thing that could actually remove it.
Maybe
other
we didn't
than,
have any gas.
Other than
strong,
ripping it off.
Yeah, strong like house building hands. Yeah.
We have in the bathroom. We have Dial soap and then a thing of gasoline yeah. for like when it gets real dirty. Yeah, you just kind of dump.
Have you ever? We gotta get moving. Yeah. But have you ever like tried to do something and then you think, oh fuck, I am in way over my fucking
yeah,
head.
Most
like
of
I did
everything.
Not look
most
at,
everything I do.
Yeah, I bought we had a clogged drain in the girls' shower, and I could not. I tried everything, snaking at nothing. It was like this old drain. So finally, I go to the hardware store. I go, I'm just gonna buy the fucking nastiest looking Drano that I can find. And yeah. there was this like industrial strength shit in a plastic bag that you can't even open without like a blade. So I get it back to the house. I don't even really read it. Thank God I read it closely because usually I don't. I'm just like, I'll just eyeball this and I don't care. And I read the list. And as I'm reading the list, I'm getting scared. I'm like, oh, I shouldn't
have
bought this.
Number five, you have to move.
Yeah, exactly. It was like that. It was like so extreme.
Get your priest.
I've never been like, but I was like, I'm not returning it. Like, I'm not going to just take it back and be like, this is over my head. So 4 ounces is all you're supposed to use, which is like a shot of, you know. And pour it down there, and it's sulfuric acid. And I screw it back on, and I put it back in the bag, and it's sulfur, and the whole fucking house reeks of sulfur for like 20 minutes, to the point where I'm like scared I'm going to get yelled at.
I didn't have a party to clean it up with sulfuric acid. That's a weird accusation.
It smelled like I was getting rid of a body. It was fucking awful. And I was like, and there's all these warnings, like it could explode back up through the pipe, like wear a mask and all that shit. I just really freaked out. And then like 45 minutes later, the smell kind of finally went away and the drain was like beautiful.
It did it.
Yeah, oh, it did it big time. But I'm like afraid to touch that stuff ever again.
Yeah, it just drains under the house now.
It's like, don't let it touch your
skin.
Don't let it touch anything. It's like terrifying.
Yeah, and it calls to you every night. It's like, oh, you want to pour me again, don't you?
Okay, I have a story.
Yeah,
and then we gotta.
Yeah, and then we'll open the diaper bag and we'll be out
of here.
Okay,
all right. So, hero dad punches shark 5 times after it attacks daughter. A 17-year-old who was attacked by a shark was saved by her father, who punched the animal repeatedly until it released her. Paige, this was in North Carolina, so.
All right.
I guess don't go there.
Yeah, the teen's left leg had to be amputated above the knee, and she also lost several fingers in the attack.
Oh, I didn't read all that.
Yeah, so it was.
Wow.
So I'm not going to say rad dad.
I'm going to say bad dad.
I'm going to say bad dad.
Why? Because she shouldn't have been in the water?
It seems like he waited a little too long.
You talk about no training wheels.
Man.
Get in there.
Punched it.
Wow.
Yeah, it sounds like he was baiting the shark because his lifelong dream has been to fight a shark.
I feel bad. I didn't read the whole article, and I'm like kind of horrified that the shark kind of won.
I did see the story on the internet, and my tweet was, this guy's just going to be horrible to be around at parties from now on.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like the punching. I didn't know she lost her leg and her arm, but I'm like, I legitimately, I said it in the hallway a second ago. I had, when I read it, I do have this like hero fantasy. Like, I just want to be a hero for my kids. I don't want my kid to be attacked by a shark.
Right.
But if someone else could be and I could punch the shark, that would help me.
Right.
But this guy, your own daughter.
Yeah.
And you're just punching a shark?
Punching a shark.
I mean, I feel bad for the guy. I mean, that must have been horrific.
And when the punching wasn't working, he poked it in the eye.
And that worked.
And that worked. Hitting in that region, they will end the fight and they'll swim on.
I've heard that you're supposed to poke them. I'm never going to. I don't get in the ocean.
Well, you don't want to be in the position where you can poke a shark in the ocean.
I'm not going to Three Stooges the shark out of here.
Exactly. When he's just eating your lefts and rights, and you're like, all right, my last ditch effort.
Yeah, they swim away. They go, whoa, 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 whoa.
Try this thing.
Does it say what kind of shark it was?
It was a bull shark.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's a fucking crazy dad, dude. That's a rad dad.
I do think it's a rad dad.
A bull shark. Bull sharks have the most testosterone of any animal in the animal kingdom.
Have they met me?
I had to put
have they met your sloping shoulders?
Yeah, I had you put on a voice for that joke.
It goes. Sean O'Connor, bull shark.
Bull shark.
all right.
Yeah.
And then Sebastian Maniscalco. Okay, and do you want to go? It's your turn.
No,
are we done?
You can do one more.
I'll do one more. My other one is, oh, this one's great. Smyrna High School. It's funny to me that there's a place called Smyrna.
Yeah, Smyrna, Tennessee.
Uh-huh.
Smyrna or Smyrna?
Smyrna. Smyrna would be.
Yeah.
Sperma would be fun.
I feel like I know this place.
He graduated with honors. He graduates with honors despite being abandoned at 15 years old. So his dad abandons him at 15, and then he graduates with honors to be like, fuck you, I don't need you.
Yeah, he's been homeless since the age of 15.
Homeless?
Now, homeless.
What matters? The results? Or
yeah, I mean, so are we... He's not a dad.
He's going to go to a great school.
He's not a dad. He's
so this
not
is
a
about
dad.
No, the dad
this is about
that
his dad who left
dad.
Him.
Did he do the right thing by leaving him? So
it's a very boy named Sue kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. He gave him the wings by leaving him. But that kid learned to fly.
Right.
But that dad gave him the wings.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks that the kid was homeless, and it's great that he graduated. But you don't get to walk around and say you were abandoned when you were almost of legal age to vote.
Yeah, I mean, if it was the 20s, you would have already been a tycoon at 15, you know?
Yeah, I think it's more just a sad dad. Like...
Mm-hmm.
Because like you are a bad dad, but you're mostly a sad dad if you're just like kicking your kid out to the streets.
Yeah, yeah. I
don't you think?
Yes. I'm 15? Trying to think of another word.
It's that I'm rhymes trying to dad. Any rhyming dad word. Which I should have Googled.
Maybe like Vlad dad, where it's like a very
it's a Russian
approach to raising somebody.
That is how you know. Dracula would raise his kid.
Oh, I thought you were going to
say Drago. Ivan Drago. Yeah. No.
The kid's going to go to college? Is that what this?
Well, I don't know.
Does he get scholarships?
Again, didn't read the whole article.
And you gotta.
Yeah, I know. You really do.
You really gotta read the whole article. But yeah, I'm just going to say the dad's a sad dad. Mm-hmm. I think the kid, from what I read in the article that you sent me, and I did just peruse it, is he was abandoned at 15, and the reason why he was abandoned is he was addicted to drugs and possibly kicked out of his home for that.
Oh, okay. That's a
sad. And then he graduates
dad.
With honors?
And then he graduated with honors.
Wow.
He overcame his drug addiction at 15, which I find to be very impressive. And one day that's going to be a rad dad or, you know, a sad dad because we all fall back into habits.
That's true. So he went from being a fun son.
To being a dud son, which is kind of a rhyme.
Yeah, but it does bring up that issue of like these people that overcome horrible childhood stuff to like be better than we are is interesting.
Yes,
because a lot of people just go, well, fuck it, I'm gonna do more drugs.
Yeah, no, I mean, I just watched Decline of Western Civilization because it's on the Criterion Channel.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen it since I'm 22.
Topical.
Yeah, it's very topical. But they all had terrible childhoods.
Oh, okay.
And like they didn't graduate with honors. Like, they just started the germ.
This is the, yeah.
They don't do the stories about the kids that grew up in two-parent homes and succeeded.
Right.
That's not going to make the news.
Right.
The ones we're going to highlight on.
Unless Lori Loughlin is your mother. Hey.
They go, oh, this guy had such a terrible life and he's so great, but I'm hoping that I don't have to abandon my child to make them great at something. Yeah. But I'm open
to it. Do you have the guts if it comes up and you're like, I think I need to abandon this kid to teach her a lesson? Are you ready to do it?
I don't think I could. I think I'd rather just support a loser the rest of my life.
Yeah. I'm with Tommy on that.
I always think about it. I'm like, anytime I see a story of like a woman in prison or like a murderer or just a prostitute, I've never read the story where she's like, just my dad loved me too much.
Yeah.
So I turned to drugs and murder.
It was like he smothered me.
Yeah. So I'll just, I may raise like a couple of bitches where they're just spoiled or what, like,
yeah.
But at least they won't be awful and
taken advantage of.
I think they're nice people already.
Sure. Yeah. Well, you know what? You know what time it is.
What time is it?
It's time to open up the diaper bag.
P.U. Hey, if you guys have a question for the diaper bag, we will answer it. And if you've been listening, we're getting better at it. We're taking your questions somewhat seriously. We're getting better. So send a question to the diaper bag. You can send it to yourtwodads@gmail.com.
You did it wrong. It's yourtwodadspodcast@gmail.com.
Oh, well, that's why you're here.
Yeah, your2, number 2,
uh-huh,
dadspodcast@gmail.com. Yourtwodadspodcast@gmail.com.
Got it.
And hey, you know what? Email us. I'll
slide into our diaper.
All right. So this question comes from Steven Gramiglia. What's the best way to distract your kid on a road trip?
Oh, I just did this twice in a row. We did two long trips on consecutive weekends.
Yeah, this is interesting to me because I don't know how to distract him at all.
Well, he's two. It's harder. I did it with Goldie at two, 6-hour drives. It was tough.
Yeah. So how do you do it? What's the tips for me and Stephen Gramiglia?
At two,
is he related to Mike Gramiglia?
No, it's a Vera Farmiglia, the actress. She
delete that.
I didn't know her name well enough to make fun of her. When Goldie was two, it was like, at that age, they can't even do screen time for very long because they're like bored after a little while.
I disagree. Screen time is now limited in our house because he goes fucking nuts.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like he could look at a screen all day long. Yeah. Like his eyes are like, he loves screens.
Okay.
But
iPads haven't been around long enough for us to know if it's bad or good.
iPads. Oh, iPads. Screens.
So it's the thing, like when they invented the TV, everybody was like, don't let your kid watch any TV.
It's going to rot their brain.
Now we all watch a bunch of TV. So I think it's also helpful for the future for them to be on these fucking iPads.
I think so. But then at the same time, like even like when you listen to for all intents and purposes, like all intents and purposes, like an idiot from like the 1970s who was like an artist, but like, he was kind of an idiot, like a punk musician.
Okay.
They are using more words than we use on a day-to-day basis, and that is a worry I have about television.
That we're getting dumber.
Yeah, like if you ever like listen to an interview with like someone coming back from Vietnam, like they just saw shit, but they're also using like 12-syllable words. I'm like, yeah, none of my friends do that, and we talk and write for a living.
Oh, my God.
Do you guys remember that Geraldo bit?
Yeah. The letters
letters from home, or to Iraq. Home from a Civil War guy. It's like, my dearest Hannah, the pangs of your absence haunt my insides as I hear the bombardier of whatever. And then, like, the current one is like, hey, Marie, don't fuck nobody.
It's hot in the dessert. P.S.
My balls are sticking to my legs.
Don't fuck nobody.
P.S. Don't fuck nobody.
I grew up, my parents were divorced and I'm over it and it's fine. The summers, my dad was a truck driver, so my dad would pick me up in a semi truck and I would just be in a semi truck almost all of the summer.
Like a 16 wheeler.
Right? So 18.
Jesus.
Come on, man, we got the extra two. So I have a thing, and my wife doesn't fully agree with me, but we do it where we don't do shit. We're in the car, we've driven Arizona and taking long trips and whatever. They're in the car seat and we turn on music. And because I have so many
memories. That's what we ended up doing. We're just in the car.
I'll talk to them if they want to talk. But when I was a kid, I was in the truck so long. I have like memories and like I still think about times where I would just look out the window and you just use your imagination. It's the only time
you
where
play
I'm just,
like whole movies in
using
your head.
Your imagination. Like whether it's like I pretend like I got a dirt bike and I'm on the side of the road. I think that's probably healthy. And if you're my kids have never like lost their shit, so I won't bring an iPad in the car. We don't turn on the screens in the back. So I think if you just have music and if you chat them up, they'll fall asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we basically did. I mean, this last one was good. It was like mostly quality time, you know, yeah. Like that, where they're either looking out the window or talking to each other or they're talking to us. It was great.
Because the funny thing is, until you, if you give them an iPad in the car, then they know that they can do that. But if you never do it, they're not, my kids have never asked. Yeah. They don't even know it's a thing they can do.
In the car, we've never given him a screen. And we've never done it at a restaurant until last week. He had like a temper tantrum at like a dim sum restaurant in Alhambra. And you could see all like the people who are with their babies and they're so well behaved looking at us. And we're like, we don't know all what right. we're doing. We fucked up. Here you go. Yeah. Here's Peppa Pig.
Yeah.
And it quieted him down.
We do it on an airplane because I feel like we have to worry about other people.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're in a contained space. There's nothing you can do. Yeah. So.
I've done the, we're flying and then, we were just flying to Arizona. It's a very quick flight. My kid was young and she's being good, but she makes like a little bit of noise and then I think maybe like touches the seat in front of us and she's a baby. She's on my lap and I think also part of it is like I was used Delta Miles. We got upgraded because it's just a 45-minute flight. And I was like, let's just sit there and she'll sit on her lap. It'll be fine. So this woman just turns and gives me the shitty like, oh, your baby's fucking with my world right now. And so she turns and looks at me through the crack of the seat. And I just take my kid's pacifier out. And she starts losing her mind. And then the woman throws it back in. And I just put it back in and stare at her as she calms down. And I was just like, in my mind, I was like, I could do either one of these. So look at me again and we'll see what happens. Because it's like, it's a fucking baby.
I love
She's
that.
Not doing it on purpose.
That's great. It's like you got the scissors at the blue wire.
Oh, you want this? Which way you want it? How do you want this flight to be?
Well, thank you so much for doing our podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Do you have anything you want to plug?
I have a podcast called The Local News, and it's just basically we do local news stories and the just news that won't make you sad. Just any kind of local fun.
Oh, that's fun.
News stories, and we just cover those once a week.
That's great.
No politics or pop culture, just kind of.
So Sean and I would have to do like a bonehead crime in town to get on your show.
You guys come on, we could do a crossover with Rad Dad, Sad Dad. And other rhyming words.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Oh, yeah.
I'm really bummed I couldn't think of other rhyming words.
I know. I was really happy when I got plaid dad. I was like, oh, man, my brain is on fire right now.
Oh, I just thought of one lad dad, which is if they're British.
Hey.
Yeah. Fine. That's good. All right. Have anything you want to promote?
Let's see. I can't think of it right now.
Okay, nope. Cool. All right, yeah, that's our show. Please like and subscribe and all that stuff. Subscribe and rate. And if you're the person who gave us one star and said, this sucks that they went political, you can suck my dick.
We went political?
Yeah,
when?
We mentioned Trump one time in one podcast. Like, go fuck yourself, dude.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
That's insane.
And we didn't even say where we stood on the guy.
I know. He's
but
a great
you know where
dad.
We do.
He's a great dad. Name a better dad. You can't.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Goodbye.
Bye.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.